Hello, and welcome to the My Gay Church Days podcast. I'm your host, George Azar. I am so excited to share this podcast with you, as I will be sharing a lot of my thoughts on current subjects, politics, social, theology, as well as wanting to hear from you. Please give us a call with any of your questions, or if you have your own Gay Church Day, I would love to hear it. Without further ado, here is today's podcast. Hey, friends. I am loving what is happening with season two with the My Gay Church Days podcast. I have some very fun interviews in store for you, but I thought that this week I could give you a little bit of update of what's just been happening. As most of you know, I will be releasing version two of My Gay Church Days. It was birthed out of this desire to go deeper. After hearing your comments and the feedback and everything, you know, with the release date, it was just released. The first version was released on Valentine's Day of this year, 2022. And in a matter of months, it was just so phenomenal just to hear how you were impacted by that, whether it was being on the road or on social media. I was really just honored to hear your stories and how it brought together this community of people identifying with my story and being like, oh my gosh, like I had no idea this happened to anyone else. And those were some of the most rewarding stories that I heard from this book. And it actually was the whole soul and purpose behind this book. I've mentioned on podcast interviews before and all of that, and just in full transparency, I don't make any money off of this book. It's my hobby. It's something that I feel like is my life's work, to be able to share my experience of religious trauma and being birthed out of that. Finding myself and finding my true identity. I have a day job. I'm a CPA by trade, and I have my own firm. And so, you know, just in everything that has come out of this book has either gone back into production and doing the podcast and doing all these things, or it's been given to the Trevor Project. And that will continue to be the same with version two. I really am enjoying being able to do this for you, to be able to not have to worry about it being a money-seeking venture, to be able to have this as my hobby, to have a release from all the other things that I have going on in my life. Just hearing your stories, seeing this come to fruition. All that to say, I have been working on version two, and it has been kicking my ass, to say the least. It's funny, I got editor notes back from this wildly talented, amazing editor, and I was reading through it, and the next day I was like, okay, let's do this. Like she recommended, you know, take a week, go over the notes, kind of look at everything, process, journal, walk. You know, and in true style and in my nature, I just dove right into it. I was just like, let's do this. And I wish I had heeded her advice, because as I was starting to write the book, it started to bring up so many different feelings. The whole purpose behind version two is really just to go deeper. One of the most beautiful feedbacks I got from the editor was saying that you told people what happened, now show them. So now I'm going to show you my journey and my story. And so being able to do that actually requires me to step into those experiences and to relive them. All of the trauma that was induced from the torture of being in middle school and high school, and then growing up into my faith and accepting Jesus in high school, and then that becoming my identity, brought its own issues. And so, you know, in where I'm at with the book, you know, I wrote the first part. You know, we decided that we were going to break up the second version into three parts. There's going to be the younger years, there's going to be the Bayside church days, and then there's going to be my leaving the church. And so I started writing part one, just kind of like just went right through it. It took me about a week to do it. And then I started writing part two, the Bayside days, and that's when shit really hit the fan for me. I mean, I was just reminded of how much shit was put upon me while I was pastoring at this church. Just the conformity, the rules, the loss of identity, the forced relationships that I was in. All of it was just coming back to me, and I found myself really depressed, really anxious, not really understanding the full weight of what I had signed up for when I said that I was going to rewrite this book and go more intimate into it. And so I begrudgingly wrote out part two, and I had to sit with myself. It took me about a week. I literally was just like, what am I doing? I just had writer's block. I couldn't get anything out on paper. I was just in a tailspin. And then it dawned on me that what I was trying to accomplish and have these internal deadlines in my head were superficial. There was nothing about them that I had to accomplish. It was just my desire to get stuff done, just, you know, crank through it and all of that. And if anything, you know, if you have left the church and deconstructed and all of that, if anything we have learned from that process, it's not something you do overnight. It takes years to unearth the traumas of what was created for us. And then coming into this new creation, I hope that's not a trigger for anybody, of building our new communities and finding our identities, you know, with so many years lost, it's not something that we should be taking lightly. And I think that's what I came to recognize as I finished part two, tried to get into part three, was that I was trying to rush something that needs to take much more time. And so I decided to drop back into part one and read through it and kind of clean it up and finesse it. And that's currently where I'm at with the book. I went through all of the chapters in part one and kind of chronologized. Oh my gosh. That word, I swear, it's like the only word that constantly gets me. Chronicalized, there it is. The events that took place. And then I went back again and I was like, well, this is great, but it could use more. And so I would expand on certain stories. Then there were stories that I was looking at and I was like, this doesn't really build the narrative. And so I pulled back on it. And so that's kind of been my journey with rediscovering my new approach to editing and writing, is that it is going to take some time, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It will allow for a better product. And I guess I say this with, you know, as a general term, is that, you know, I think that especially in the world that we live in today, you know, everything needs to be now. Everything needs to, you know, post this, do that, write this, record this, do that. It becomes overwhelming. And so then we lose the passion and desire that we started with. And I think that's what happened with me with my gay church days, is that you know, the book was done. And then I was like, all right, let's market. Let's go do this. Let's, you know, do advertisements. Let's get on podcasts. Let's do, you know, all these things. And I think I lost myself in the midst of all of that and lost my purpose. It's funny. I was meeting with my best friend, Alana, for lunch today. And I was kind of going over and just kind of telling her just how depressed I've been feeling lately and just kind of unmotivated and all of that. And she reminded me that everything matters and it doesn't. And it's like, if we lose ourselves in the busyness of life, in trying to strive for something and push and force something, it'll eventually lead us to despise that thing. And not to say that I despised this process with the book or I despised my gay church days or anything like that, but I think I was on that road where I had this idealism of what it should look like. And taking into the cultural context of where we're at today and being like, no, this needs to be done now. I need to, you know, get this out so that I can market, I can do blah, 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 all that. It's like, no, this is creation. This is something that I am pouring out of my heart, and it can't be rushed. It must be done in its beautiful timing. So anyway, I know that was just kind of me rambling, and those are literally things that are off of the top of my head, but it's where I'm at right now. I don't want to become burnt out because this is such important work. I've seen it firsthand in version one. I've literally had people come up to me and were in awe that somebody else was able to put onto paper their own experiences. And I think so many more people can be reached. So many people will be reached. And so in order to put a great product out there that comes from the heart and not from the desire to get something done, it's going to take me some time. I just love you all so much. You've all just been so wonderful and so gracious with me. And I'm just looking forward to the next chapter, of my gay church days. As far as the podcast is concerned and the How We Gay Here series, I plan on picking those. Well, the podcast is in full swing. Obviously, you're listening to it. You'll be getting releases every single Wednesday until I run out. I have some interviews recorded. I have an old friend of mine who will be on the podcast. She got to share her experience in high school as well as her experience with me. I can't wait to share that episode with you. I am bringing back one of our favorites, Matt Bays. He will be back on the podcast talking about his book. And then, yeah, we have some other fun guests that I'm not going to tell you about because I want to keep you in suspense because I love you. All right. Well, oh, and yes, and about the How Do We Gay Here series. I plan to pick that up soon. It's just when you're writing pages of a book, it's hard to get motivated to read and then write pages for a script. So I'm going to put a pin in that for now. It will be back, I promise. I absolutely love doing those, but with the amount of brain cells that I have for this on top of my day job, on top of trying to keep some sort of social life, it ain't gonna happen right now. All right. Well, I love you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the My Gay Church Days podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite listening app to get updates on new episode releases and check us out on YouTube.
If you have any questions or would like to tell your own Gay Church Day story, please be sure to leave us a voicemail to get a chance to be on the podcast. Check out the podcast link on our website to leave us a voicemail at www.mygaychurchdays.com. On the website, you can also check out my memoir and sign up for blog notifications to receive the first chapter of the book for free. Also, be sure to check us out on social media accounts on Instagram and on Twitter at mygaychurchdays. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.